outside the circle of...
The circle of vomit at the London Eurovision party. Do you remember?
What? Yes, I do. Some people dance around their handbags. Others dance around a pool of blue vomit. Electric blue, guys. Oh. Somebody had done one of those icy slurpy drinks, I think.
And it was not you.
No, it wasn't. Okay. Not that occasion.
Okay, and how did you know this, Richie Anderson?
Well, I was on the balcony at the top, and then I saw a circle. It looked like a big dance-off. And then I was like, is that Matt at the front of this? What's Mel doing down there? Because you got involved.
I got involved. Not with the vomiting.
No, not with that.
What, in the clean-up?
It was so intense. It was a small room as well.
Yeah.
And a large pool.
But rather than cleaning it up, everyone just danced around it.
Oh, it's very Eurovision. Make the best of it. Yeah. Dance.
And blue was very on brand for Eurovision.
It was. Yeah. It was perfect.
Fantastic. A very nice person called Pasha has pointed out, David Tennant, that you have won Scottish BAFTAs, I do believe. Welsh BAFTAs.
Yeah.
Never won a BAFTA.
Never won a BAFTA.
Pasha's suggesting...
That's why I'm giving them out instead.
Well, Pasha reckons you should have one.
Thanks, Pasha. From your mouth to BAFTA's ears.
There we go. Exactly. Straight to them. Straight on the phone. Pasha, if you could
maybe
send some emails.
Just keep one when I'm presenting them.
Yeah, just keep one.
Yeah.
There's always someone who doesn't turn up.
Exactly. The name Ian Sterling.
Yeah. Also, let's remember Lauren's reaction to your outfit that you were wearing. I'm not quite sure where this was, but it was a photo shoot for BAFTA Awards, okay, this year, and this was Lauren, who was watching, big fan. This is what Lauren made of your outfit.
Look at him! This man was born to host the BAFTAs, actually. We are truly living in the midst of a Tennaissance. I actually love this suit. The devil is totally in the details. It's giving Victorian. I love the waistcoat. I love the detail on the lapel. I love the chain. It's honestly giving Phileas Fogg, which is like a vibe I would love to see David do more often. I love how half of this photo shoot is serving I am a suave, debonair movie
this is
star.
Someone tall, reviewing
dark,
a photo shoot.
Yes. My austere expression.
I mean, it goes
perfectly
on.
Cocked eyebrow. Wow. And then the other half is like, I'm just a little guy. I'm a bundle of joy. Want to see me stand?
Wow,
we are truly
Lauren,
living
I'm
in
so
exciting
pleased.
Times, you guys.
So
like, this is David Tennant's world and we're all just
I mean, it goes
no,
on.
The level of analysis that your outfit is going to come
it's
under
not even the one
Sunday
I'm wearing
week.
On the night.
I know. Can you even imagine, Lauren?
Lauren, thank you for your attention to detail.
I love the Phileas Fogg. It's giving me Phileas Fogg.
I like to get Phileas Fogg.
Have you ever played Phileas Fogg?
I've played Phileas
you
Fogg.
Have, of course you've played Phileas Fogg. You came on the show and talked
I've
about
given
it.
My fog.
You have given your fog. Lauren will be giving a full debriefing of your outfit at the BAFTAs next week, of course.
Lauren.
I know. What a thrill.
Tan the knees, David. If you're kilting up, tan the knees. That's all I'm saying for BAFTA.
Obviously, if you wear a kilt, you will be Scottish.
I've got quite hairy knees. I don't think tanning on the knees.
Spray will work. Will get beneath the hairs.
As long as you scrub it, it'll coagulate, surely.
No, it shouldn't coagulate. Go to a good tanner.
Don't want sticky, hairy knees. I'm sure you'll be amazed.